Can you believe December is really here? It is, as you well know. In fact, this is the third day of the month, December 3rd, 1961. And before you know it, it'll be December 3rd, 1962, 1963. Time flies by quickly. We cannot predict what all the December 3rd still to come will bring to the world and to you, but we can look back in time and tell you about a December 3rd in the past. And we've picked December 3rd in 1945, 16 years ago, today. Where were you? What were you doing? The war was over, and maybe you were aboard one of the troop ships pouring into New York, Boston, Newport News, Seattle, San Diego, or San Francisco. Wherever you landed, remember how glad you were to be home. Or perhaps you were in the occupation forces in Japan. It was on December 3rd that General MacArthur's headquarters in Tokyo published a list of 69 high-ranking Japanese war criminals. Or maybe you were caught up in the labor unrest that seemed to be sweeping the country, with over 500,000 workers idle in 145 labor disputes. December 3rd, 16 years ago, it was announced that President Truman cruised with friends yesterday on the presidential yacht Williamsburg. Mayor LaGuardia and Mayor-elect William O'Dwyer of New York were preparing plans for a suggested site for the new United Nations organization on the old World's Fairgrounds. And in India, Mahatma Gandhi began a 5-week tour of Bengal. Do you remember ever hearing Gandhi's voice?
There is an indefinable, mysterious power that pervades everything. I feel it, though I do not see it. It is this unseen power which makes itself felt and yet defies all proof.
Mahatma Gandhi, about 2 years before his death at the hands of an assassin. December 3rd, 1945. Maybe you went to the movies that night to see Lost Weekend with Ray Milland. Weekend at the Waldorf with Ginger Rogers, Lana Turner, and Walter Pidgeon. Or you might have been seeing Ingrid Bergman and Gregory Peck in Spellbound. Or Dana Andrews, Gene Crane, and Dick Hames in State Fair. Or maybe you stayed home that night and read The Robe by Lloyd Douglas, 3 o'clock Dinner by Josephine Pinckney. Or maybe you just relaxed with the newspapers. On the sports pages, you might have seen that Army's great team, unbeaten and untied for 2 years, had been unanimously acclaimed by sports writers as the best college 11 in the country. Maybe you turned on the radio that Monday night and heard the singing of Gladys Swarthout, the clowning of Joan Davis, or the mental jousting of Clifton Fadiman, FPA, John Kiernan, and the other panelists and guests of Information, Please.
Can we swing along as usual, spontaneous and unrehearsed, with a question from Norman Kupperberg of New York City. Mr. Kupperberg, ask this one. What would you get if you ordered these drinks? Have to get 2 out of 3, and the first drink is kumis. What would kumis be? I have Mr. Adams here on kumis. Mr. Adams?
It's a sort of fermented milk.
That's quite right. What kind of animal does the milk come from, Mr. Adams?
Probably a goat.
No. Mr. Radoff over there.
It's a horse milk. It comes from a horse.
Make it a mare, and I think you'd be a little safer. Yes. From,
Was I close enough on that?
Yes, yes. Madam, right. you're going on all four cylinders now, Mr. Radoff. Now we have one more odd drink to get down our gullets, and this is kvetch. What is kvetch?
Kvetch.
Kvetch. You want me to divide that into syllables for you, Mr. Radoff? Mr. Adams.
I don't know. I suppose it's something to quench your thirst.
Information, please, on a December night way back in 1945. December 3rd, 16 years ago today. Maybe you'd gone to the Waldorf to see Frank Sinatra, who was appearing at the Wedgwood Room. On his way through the Lincoln Tunnel from New Jersey that night, Frank ran out of gas, and not a single Bobby Soxer came to his aid. Or maybe you were at the New York Theater that night seeing Frank Fay in Harvey, Ralph Bellamy and Ruth Hussey in State of the Union, or the memorable, heartbreaking performance of Laurette Taylor in Glass Menagerie. or you might have been at a musical that night, Bloomer Girl, which was in its second year, or maybe On the Town. Remember how Nancy Walker sounded in that?
Oh, I can cook, too, on top of the rest. My seafood's the best in the town. Yes, I can cook, too. My fish can't be beaten. My sugar's the sweetest around. I'm a man's ideal of a perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse. I'm a pot of joy for a hungry boy, baby. I'm cooking with gas, so I'm a hors d'oeuvre, a jelly preserve, not in the recipe book. And what's more, baby, I can cook.
Nancy Walker, comic, poignant, appealing. Or maybe you were seeing Carousel that night on Broadway. Carousel. A bittersweet story with some of Rodgers and Hammerstein's loveliest music. John Raitt was the leading man who was part villain, part hero.
My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellers of two or three. But my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, my God, I'll try. I'll go on and make it or steal it or take it or die.
Carousel, a night in the theater you'd never forget. Maybe you were seeing it 16 years ago tonight, December 3rd, 1945. It was a long time ago in some ways, and yet in other ways it seems like yesterday. December 3rd, 16 years ago. Where were you then? What were you doing? Can you remember?